We'll start the hour again in Iran, where a stampede during a funeral procession for General Qasem Soleimani left dozens of mourners dead. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated today that the U.S. will abide by the laws of war if it retaliates to any retaliation by Iran. He was asked about President Trump's threats to attack Iranian cultural sites. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is in the Iranian capital, Tehran, and joins us now once again. Mary Louise, let's start with the stampede. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's an awful event. What we have are reports from Iranian news agencies of several dozen people, it sounds like, who were killed in the stampede. This was in the city of Kerman, which is a big city in southeastern Iran, about 500 miles from the capital, Tehran, where I'm speaking to you from. And it is the hometown of Qasem Soleimani. So the body has been making its way through cities in Iraq and now Iran these last several days. This was to be the last procession where mourners could come out and mourn him, and then he was to be buried today. Obviously, events got out of control there.
You sat down today with the Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. Let's listen to a little bit of what he said to you.
This was an act of aggression, an armed attack, albeit a cowardly armed attack, against an Iranian official in foreign territory. It amounts to war, and we will respond according to our own timing and choice.
It amounts to war, and we'll respond according to our own timing and choice. What did he tell you about the options Iran is considering for a response to the killing of Soleimani?
Well, that was exactly the question I was trying to pin him down on, as you can imagine. And you will be stunned to hear he did not telegraph to me exactly what Iran's next move will be. He was very clear, as you got a sense from there, that there will be retaliation. There will be revenge. He spoke about how people's feelings here are hurt and the outrage here. And you could hear it. Soleimani was a close personal friend of his. And you could hear that the determination that this country will act. What exactly they will do, when exactly they will do it, he wouldn't go there. He said they will respond at a time and place of their choosing. I will say, we heard from a different top official here today. This is a man named Ali Shamkhani. He's the top official on Iran's answer to the national security, their National Security Council. And according to Iranian media, he has said they are considering 13 specific options for retaliation, which means journalists are now scrambling to try to figure out what those 13 are.
What about the nuclear deal? We heard Iran say in the last couple of days that they're not going to be complying with the main parts of it, but it sounds like they may be willing to come back to the nuclear deal at some later point. Can you tell us more about what Zarif said about the nuclear deal?
Sure. And this is also personal to Zarif. It's worth noting. He is the one who negotiated it on behalf of Iran back in 2015 when it was John Kerry at the State Department. It was the two of them who sat down and really hashed this out. I asked him today point blank, is the nuclear deal dead? He conceded it is not good news for the deal. He said specifically going forward, we will cease compliance with the limits laid out in the deal in terms of centrifuges. But as you noted, he was emphasizing they are suspending compliance, not cutting it off for forever. He said, should circumstances change, should Europe, which is still party to the nuclear deal, find a way to ease the sanctions that Iran has come under, that they may well find their way back into full compliance and that international inspectors will still be allowed into Iran. So that's another not good news, but watch this space for what exactly Iran decides to do and what their next action is.
Finally, Mary Louise, we spoke with you a day ago. What has changed in the last 24 hours as both the United States and Iran worry about the possibility of war?
Well, I'll speak to just what it feels like here. It's a normal day. Yesterday, most people were off work because they wanted to observe here in Tehran the procession of Soleimani's casket through the streets and the funeral services that were held at Tehran University. And many, many hundreds of thousands, perhaps more than a million people turned out for that. So that was a very different feeling. Today, you see people out buying bread, going to work. You asked me yesterday, does this feel like a country on war footing? And the answer is, Yes and no. People are out taking their kids to school. I saw somebody walking his dog down the street this morning. Life continues, as you would imagine. And yet, he's walking his dog underneath this huge billboard that's showing Soleimani's portrait and is describing Soleimani as a martyr and saying retaliation is coming. So that's what it feels like to be in Tehran right now.
That's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joining us from Tehran. Mary Louise, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.